Hello.
This is the start of the Diet Coke.
I know. The new taste. Welcome to Absolute Cuts. This is going to be interesting tonight because I've just finished a gig, which I took I took it a while ago because I really like the guy James Nakisi, who's it's a Kiwi comic.
I thought it was Nokia.
That's how I spell his name. I know. He runs a political topical new material night at the Stand, and I've just done it. And I was worried about a lot of the new shit that I could do. And we were planning on recording two after this, and then
thank God
I had too much shit to do, and thank the fucking Lord because Colin is off his tits.
It got worse too that I landed here and fucking Daniel's here, and then we've been drinking whiskey as well on top of it, so
yeah,
absolutely. You know, I bought this bad boy yesterday too.
Is it a dildo?
that's to get my water in per day.
Oh yes,
yeah,
that's not
the bad bottle,
but that's not all you need for a bottle a day.
I know that. I used to have the 2 liter bastards, but
you had one of those big ones that maps out the day for
you. Do you know what? I got too competitive then. I'd be like, I'll get 10 a.m.s done by 3 p.m.
It doesn't look that much.
Yeah, it does, but really, you know what? Some days you're actually proud of yourself. You're going fucking polished. That other days it is a fucking slug.
Do you know you can drown? Like you can drink too much water
and drown.
Yeah. Your lungs, I think it's your lungs. Lungs or your kidneys just can't take them into water. Like, because you just go, I'll just fucking keep drinking water.
You just drown in your kitchen.
You just drown. Well, I mean, you don't drown as in you don't drown the same way you would drown in the sea, but your insides, your innards drown.
Okay.
You drown yourself.
I don't think there's no science to back this.
There is. You fucking drown. Like, try it. When you go back, just drink as much water. Just keep drinking water and you will drown.
I wonder how much water you'd have to drink to be able to drown yourself on your couch.
It's not that much.
It's bound to be. This is like that thing when you're a kid, like, if you eat 12 bananas, you'll die.
That's not a thing, though.
That was a thing. Potassium overdose.
Fuck off. Potassium
that was a
overdose.
School thing. If you we were always told in school, I don't know, it was like an urban myth probably, but you eat 12 bananas, that's the level, and you'll have a potassium overdose.
Really?
And you'll die. I don't know if it's true.
That must have what happened to that orangutan that used to be in my class.
Fuck's sake. Carrying the dead body.
Chee-chee!
I've got a wee, kind of like something to show you. I've had an accident today.
Right. Yes. What the fuck? Hey, for people that are just listening, Colin's got a tiny wee plaster in his bald head.
It's not that fucking tiny.
What happened?
I got up and I absolutely caved. I was like refitting the bin. Like the bin thing, but I went up and there was a refit, what bin?
Just the bag.
But I forgot there was like a shelf above me with a hook on it. And I went and fucking nearly like lifted my head clean off.
That's amazing.
I had to pull a chunk of my flesh out of my head and drop it in the
Jesus Christ.
It wasn't bad enough for like stitches, but it was bleeding all over the place. And I had 5 minutes to go before the pharmacy closed.
Did you go to the hospital?
Nah, I went to the chemist just, and they were like, ugh. And they were like, just gauze it up here.
You may need a tetanus.
I might. It really did hook. Yeah, I spoke French for about 10 minutes after that, fluently. Let the funky music do the talking.
Fucking hell, man. Is it still sore?
Yeah.
Did you take painkillers?
No. I don't know why I took painkillers. I felt like I didn't deserve them.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. So, not only I'm also spaced out because of that. Because you've got a possible concussion.
You've got a concussion. And weed.
Aye.
And whiskey.
Yeah.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like a regular NFL player.
Thank God we're not doing that Cerebral film this week because...
Jesus fucking Christ.
thank fuck we're only doing one of the Fast and the Furious films.
Fast 10. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Christ almighty, that looks grim.
It was big. Big week for us.
Oof. You also got a, we need to talk about, you got a cat this week.
yeah, I've got a cat. I'm not even allowed to talk about this. Why? That much. Because it's like, it's a part of the contract.
What?
Genuinely, it's part of the contract. Like, I can't, like, put
up... Am I allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, most of it. Basically, I can't really talk about the owner.
Right, okay.
Or distinguishing things about the cat. I'll tell you why, because... Right, start the story.
What do you mean distinguishing things about the cat? Why would it...
Because...
Have a distinguished... Like, because a fucking comb over?
If you don't know what's happening here, I've got a... I'm fostering cats.
Yes. I'm fostering cats.
Right?
What a shite sentence to say. I'm fostering cats.
I'm a cat fosterer, all right? I foster cats. I don't know what your problem is, right? So these cats, you know, there's something going on at home. Either their owner's sick, dying, fucking whatever, in jail. You know, and somebody can't take care of the cat. You take the cat in for a couple of months until whatever's smoothed over and you give it back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you're a foster. You're a foster cat. But the problem is they're like, you can't put up pictures of it or thing, because what happens is people are like, I know that fucking cat. Why is their fucking owner being a...
No one would ever do that.
I know, but it's in the contract.
There is not any cat that is that distinguishable
that people
would go, I know that cat.
I know cats.
Fuck off.
I know local cats.
Literally, no you don't. No you don't.
A couple of cool cats?
No. Any cat. Local even, jazz band? Even the cats that I had when I was a kid, right, I'm fairly certain another similar looking cat could have come in.
Yeah,
and I'd have fully accepted it as my cat.
You are chatting out your fucking...
Don't be.
You're chatting out your fucking wazoo cats, here.
Cats are not that distinguishable.
Of course they're distinguishable.
No, they're not.
Mind you, this one is completely jet black.
Right, so it's a black cat.
It's like long-haired.
Right.
So, you know, like Maine Coon kind of hair.
Sorry, what?
And, yeah, Maine Coon.
Don't get allowed to call him that anymore. What I want to know is why foster it? Why not buy a new cat?
Because this is like a charity. Plus, I'm away a lot. I can just go like, you know.
But then there will be, surely you must be worried about that you'll get attached to this cat.
Yeah, I feel like I've already made a huge error on cat number one. It's day number two, and I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare.
So is this going to continue?
I get another one after.
And you don't know how long you're going to have this one for? Presumably.
If they give you kind of like a minimum.
And what if the owner...
So if this one, I'll have this one for 2 months.
What if the owner dies? Is that now your cat?
I don't know what happens, but basically in the contract, they're basically like, you do not get this cat. Get that out of your head. Because I feel like they have to make this. I think they have to say this because people are going to get attached all the time. They're like, whatever happens here, whatever fucking thing, you do not get this cat.
But then, surely that would be the most logical way where's the cat going to go then? Surely the best thing would be if the cat had an owner, the owner can't take care of the cat. You take the cat. You then care for the cat. The owner dies.
Maybe
you then surely should get the cat.
Maybe they do.
Why mess up the cat's life a bit more than?
Cat's been tossed around foster parents all the time.
Exactly.
This is
you've got a cat that's on the streets that's never been given a chance.
Yeah. Well,
next thing I know, some fucking cat's mugging me at a cash point one night, just because the system doesn't work.
Great. There is a lot of. Yeah, there was a lot of paperwork that I didn't expect.
Do you reckon, I'm just putting this out there now, right? If you get really attached to this cat, I am quite happy to murder the wee girl that owns the cat, so you get the cat.
Do you reckon just put her out of like...
Yeah, put her out of her misery.
This is for...
Like a horse.
This is for Fifi.
You know, like a horse that's already on its way out.
Straight to the glue factory.
Just hang it up.
Yeah, do horses actually make glue?
Yeah, they do.
I thought that was like a sound.
I think it's the hooves.
But can you not just cut the hooves off a horse?
Nah, I think you need the full thing.
Are they not like nails?
Yeah, they grow, aye, because they need to get them clipped.
But if you clip the horse, then,
but I don't know which part of a horse makes glue, but I'm fairly certain.
But if it's the hooves, can you not just like the horse? You just clip, take the hooves.
I just made that up. I've absolutely no idea whether it is the hooves.
Find fucking faults.
Literally, no idea whether it is the hooves or not. But
do you remember when Tesco had the horse lasagnas?
Yeah,
good times. They were nice.
Yeah, I don't see any I tasted horse in France.
Oh, I have too. Yeah.
Isn't that bad? Like, it's not the best of meat, but it's not.
Yeah. I had it in Germany on a meat platter. They were like, we have all bits of meat. You know? They were like, here's a duck, here's a horse, here's a cow.
Do you ever do a thing, right? There was a thing, a restaurant. I don't know if they were, it was like a chain. There was one in Glasgow anyway. It's called Kubla Khan's, right? And what you would do is you go in there and they just have shitloads of exotic meats.
Okay. Right?
And you'd go up to this kind of buffet place and there'd be, you'd have like a fucking kangaroo and you'd have alligator and you'd have all this shit like ostrich and all this kind of shit, right? So you'd pick the meat and you'd take a piece of the meat with the pincers and then you'd cook it, but then you'd have different sauces that you could add to it and you'd have like kind of tasting suggestions over what you could have with what. The problem was, right, because you were just cooking it, because you were going, mostly you were pissed anyway.
Yeah.
Like, because it was a drinking establishment as well. And everyone was cooking it on the same fucking thing. Every single meat tasted the same, because it was just like, so you couldn't go, oh, fucking hell, I really noticed the difference between that ostrich and that emu. Like, the emu is so much more a tender bird.
Yeah.
Everything tasted the fucking same. And not good either. It just tasted like tough, shite meat.
Have you had swordfish?
No.
Tastes like chicken.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Swordfish tastes like chicken. Yeah. The DVD. No. But seriously.
Swordfish is not a... It's like a quite a big...
It's like a big cunt.
It's like a steaky kind of...
It's like when the first time... Yes, it is, yeah. It's like when you see... Like, I didn't think tunas were that size.
Oh, fucking massive. Like,
cunty fucking...
Huge things, tunas.
Cunty fish. That's a whale, basically.
Because you always think of tuna... I always thought of tuna as being like wee sardine.
Yes,
kind of type mackerel. Things. Aye.
Oh no, mackerel's big enough.
Mackerel can get quite big.
I don't know. I've never went fishing. I have went fishing. Eugene threw me in the lake. Genuinely, fucking hell, Loch Corrigan Gully. I remember he just fucked me off the boat, and I remember, I presume I had like safety thing, and then I just remember him in tears laughing. And then I remember him getting me back on, and he had like a drumstick bar. That's all. I must have been about 9, I would say.
What's anchovies? They're tiny wee fish as well.
Have you had? That's one like when people go, can I have anchovies on my pizza? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. What's the thing that.
Caviar.
Caviar. I've never tasted caviar.
No, I don't like it. I've actually had a fair amount of this because I used to do those YouTube videos. I've had ostrich and I've had alligator and I've had all that.
What's that thing they do where they like force feed a goose? What's the fucking... It's not caviar. It's like another...
When you force feeding a goose? Is this like a saying? Like you mean like a goosey chap?
No, like an actual goose.
Okay. You force feed a goose. Is this going to be just like a different type of haggis?
Foie gras.
Is that what that is?
Foie gras, right? So foie gras, foie gras is the fat liver.
Ooh.
Made from it's the fat liver of a duck or goose, right? And what they basically do is, according to the French law, foie gras is defined as the liver of a duck or goose fattened by force feeding. So they fucking shove shit down the fucking goose so that it fats up its liver.
That's fucking...
Foie gras.
That's pretty harsh. In terms of animal cruelty, I feel like...
Yeah.
I'd fucking think, God damn, stabbed.
I think it's... it seems to... Because the first thing... Oh, Christ. The first thing that comes up is PETA. Cruelty to ducks and geese. Okay. Force feeding animals against the law in many countries, including Israel.
It's
the only thing that is against the law. Germany, Norway, and the United Kingdom.
Fuck's sake.
Not in France, though. Fucking. Did I already say France? No. India has banned it as well.
Fucking force feeding a goose and then eating its liver is pretty fucked up.
Well, it's mental.
Yeah, I've heard of that shit before. I've never had it.
But it's not like a... It's one of those things you expect rich people to do.
Aye. Mm.
Did you see a story this week? There was a thing that was cutting about Twitter. And it was like, this is when you know you've got too much money. And it was an extract from Elton John's autobiography where he woke up after, like, you know when you wake up, like I've woke up after stag do's and you go, fucking hell, I don't want to check my bank account. And
then, yeah.
So he woke up after like a 3-day coke binge, right? Had emails because he'd bought a tram. He'd bought a fucking...
How the fuck would you even buy
American tram, right? And there was emails from different shipping companies because they couldn't ship it. It basically had to get flown by helicopter across the sea to his house.
That's amazing.
I was like, that is fucking class.
Oh, fuck's sake. I was about to go, we have to apologize again because...
Yeah.
Kai has taken, again, both cameras and we've put up one of these small cameras and it just seems to be like... After every 15 minutes, the video dies.
So. It'll film for 15 minutes, and then we need to keep an eye on the red light.
And then I have to go, oh, fuck's sake, and then run up and touch the button again.
Apologies for that. And I know we promised that things would get back to normal. They won't, because I'm going to altitude next week. So we are going to have to do next week's film over the internet, over
it wasn't too Wi-Fi. Bad, in fairness, the last few. But
yeah. I'm going to try and find a way that I'm going to film it in the Alps so that I can turn the camera around, I can turn the webcam around, and you can see the Alps.
Okay, right. Well,
I'm going to try.
That's fucking good.
I don't know whether the Wi-Fi will be good enough up the mountain, but I'll try.
I'll try
it for a couple of days beforehand.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I'd known about that, and I'd have picked like a fucking... I'd have picked Cliffhanger or something like that, or a snow film.
Vertigo?
No, that's not anything to do with snow, you tit.
It's all to do with it.
Vertigo. The Alfred Hitchcock film Vertigo.
Oh, yeah, that's not
it. That's got fuck all to do with snow.
What am I thinking of, then? Touching the Void?
Touching the Void, yeah. That's a documentary, though.
No, it's not the one, then. It's a movie. Oh, what's the one way? It's right, I know who's in it. What do you call the shitty Robin dude?
Oh, Chris O'Donnell.
Chris.
I know exactly what film you're talking about, but I can't remember what it's called. It's shite.
Is it Vertical Limit?
Vertical Limit is.
Yeah.
It is Vertical Limit.
Tough fucking corner.
Yeah. That's pish, that film.
Yeah,
Cliffhanger's fucking great.
Yeah, I remember Cliffhanger. That's your man that's always usually fun, but he was a real bad guy in it. He's in Daddy's Home too.
Sylvester Stallone. John Lithgow.
John Lynn Lithgow.
Yeah, the guy. he's a guy. He's like, he's a dad in Third Rock from the Sun.
Never watched that shit. Mm. Fuck that. It's about aliens. Who cares?
Before we start, thank you, any Absolute Cuts people that came to the Glasgow Kings show on Friday. It was a lot of fun. And we went to karaoke afterwards.
Oh, my God.
What song was it? Because there was a song where you and Elaine Malcolmson... Was it Zombie?
It was Zombie, yeah. We actually did two Cranberry songs. We had Dreams as well.
Yeah, but then you did Angel by Shaggy and you dedicated it to Martin McGuinness.
I mean, Jerry Adams would have made more sense if it wasn't me, but... but yeah.
It wasn't me.
Hey, great time in that karaoke booth, I must say.
That was so much fun.
That was very fun. We couldn't get the fucking thing to work and everything was in Chinese.
Oh.
It was in a Jennings casino.
Yeah, because I think it was like a Chinese system, you had to be on it. Like, you had to have songs lined up.
Yeah.
And then if your song rang out, if you took your eye off the ball, it would just immediately revert back to Chinese.
Yeah.
And then you had some fucking, like, boy band, like, K-pop thing going on. You're like, what?
People running through the walls in their bedroom.
Remember, I put on Rock and Roll Star, and it was a Chinese cover band doing it.
It's fucking amazing. Big fan.
Right. This week's film is Ryan's choice.
Yes.
is Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I was going to ask you to summarize this film. I don't think that's a good idea.
I'll give it a bash.
Right. Because I'd said this to you today that I assumed I had seen this film.
Yes.
And then I watched it and went, I've never seen this film at all. And I don't know what it was. I think I dismissed it. I thought it was a different film.
Yes.
I loved it. Like, I think it is fucking incredible. Great. I adored this film.
Yeah.
But I think I dismissed it because, like, we were talking with Danny beforehand that it was a very emo-y, like, fucking nerdy type.
I remember it being the first.
Loved it.
I did think. I remember it being the first when you were a kid, the first arty film that kids liked.
Yeah. I think that's why I dismissed it and just went, nah, it's not for me.
I didn't. I only liked it because I remember seeing it when it came out. So I was about 11, 12. I watched it when I was 12. And I fancied the main girl.
The main girl?
Yeah. When I was 12.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Not fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal. The one that...
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Gretchen. A weird fucking name. It's a name.
So, by the way, we'll get into that, but it's a fake name as well. She chose it.
Yeah, she chose it. Yeah.
Oh, change your name to fucking Gretchen.
But that's like a fairly popular name in the States.
It's
Gretchen.
Such a name.
Weird, stupid name.
Fucking stupid name. What would you call your fake name if you were on the runner and witness protection?
I would go big.
Randy Burst.
Big Daddy Blues.
Big Daddy Blues, you reckon?
Fairly certain I'd keep under the radar with that kind of name.
Randy Giblets. We can't call you that, sir. You need to blend in with society. You can't just be called Randy Giblets. People are going to ask questions. You'll be found so easy.
All right, Horace the Hoof.
You can't put any that. There's no that.
You can't have that as a double barrel. Yeah.
Obelix Masterson. Oh, fuck on Obelix. I keep Masterson. What about Gavin? Gavin Choo Choo? She changed her name in the film because her stepdad stabbed her mouth and the stepdad was still trying to find her or some shit.
And then there's hints that the stepdad murders the mum at the end.
Yes, yes, there is. If you want to, my most basic, this is a very convoluted film. My basic rundown is a dude is sitting in his bed and starts getting dreams. Mm-hmm. He's going a little bit mental. He's got mental problems. He gets a vision of one of the dreams. He leaves. An airplane engine falls through his fucking bedroom, mm-hmm. smashes into it. Weird stuff starts happening. He starts trying to figure out. He sees a mad old woman. He starts shitting about time control. Fucking. No, I am lost in already.
That's terrible.
Basically, then he finds out that the fucking thing came through a time portal. It was his own parents that were his parent and his daughter.
And he came through a time portal. I saw this for the first time today.
Jesus Christ. I've seen this film like 10 times as well.
Yeah. As a kid, he's got mental health problems. He's probably got schizophrenia. He has been getting visions of a 6-foot rabbit called Frank. Frank keeps telling him that the world is going to end in 28 days.
Oh, yeah.
He also sleeps. Donnie Darko is the main character. He sleepwalks. One night when he's out sleepwalking, he returns back home the next day and finds an airplane jet engine has fallen through his house into his bedroom and would have killed him. He then gets told various tasks and various instructions from Frank to do things that will prevent the end of the world. He then finds out that Frank is from another dimension and there is a time travel involved. And then at the end, he manages to save the world by sacrificing himself.
He does, yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah. Because Gretchen also didn't die.
Gretchen. Right, we should probably take it. Because it is a very, very confusing.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem is? This film I always remembered. Because you get it at the very end about the thing and everything fell through the portal. And that's why he had to sacrifice himself so that this... And he had to die, essentially. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. This blah, blah, blah. But... when you know that, then you go into the film the next time you watch it knowing that, and then things get more confusing. For some reason, you end up, what happens is then you watch it again, you go, wait a minute, was I wrong with the first thing? And then it just becomes a whole list.
It's a very, very confusing.
I remember loving the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, it always
utterly
was.
Utterly incredible.
Because I remember it was the first time I heard Echo and the Bunnymen. I didn't really like them. But
That opening scene with the Killing Moon, that's one of my favourite songs.
Ah, it's a belter.
I fucking love that song. And then it's got Duran Duran through it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got Joy Division.
Yeah, obviously. Good old Joy Division. Perfect for it.
Yeah, and then it's got do you remember Mad World being number one?
Yeah, because
in this country.
It?
Yeah, because of this film.
Yeah, I was about 12, but I do remember. I know that Mad World, because if you downloaded it, it would say it in brackets, Donnie Darko.
When I got it
on LimeWire and shit.
But it was fucking, like, genuinely mental, because that was, like, in the kind of, that was the period of reality TV shows had started. So like X Factor certainly hadn't come along, but Pop Stars. Pop Idol had come along.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, for years, they were the standard Christmas number one. And then there was the Rage Against the Machine year.
Yeah.
With Killing in the Name became number one. And then this was number one. And I remember like there being fucking uproar in the papers about this being number one, because people were going, Christmas number one, it used to be fucking wholesome guys like Gary Glitter and stuff like that, they used to be Christmas number one, and now you've got a guy singing a line going, the best dreams ever had was when I was dying, what is this, how can this be Christmas number one?
Great. Great outrage.
It's a fucking great song, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a belter song. Yeah, it's perfect for this as well.
I think I've ever heard the Tears for Fear version. I don't.
Oh, no, fuck
I might that. Listen to that on the way home, actually.
I kept saying, no, who is it that sings it?
Tears for Fears.
No, this version.
Oh,
Gary.
Gary Jules and Michael Andrews, I think.
Oh,
the
fucking.
Composer
yeah, right.
I think it's Gary Jules.
Because I used to keep thinking it was Gary Newman.
Which
it definitely isn't Gary Newman.
But I can see how you say that, because he was an 80s synth
I was like, oh, Gary Newman, Mad World.
But the soundtrack's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Absolute belter. I remember it was a great one for that. Acting's all brilliant. Brilliant cast as well.
It's a cool. Bizarre
cast in a good way.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal. Because I really, really like Jake Gyllenhaal. I was genuinely taken aback by how young
he actually is
in this film.
It's because you watched Roadhouse recently.
I did. I watched Roadhouse the day before.
That's
and
such
I was
a bizarre,
like,
Jesus
Christ, like he looks like a wee boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Maggie Gyllenhaal can't be that much older than him.
No, definitely
not. In this. And she looks young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Swayze's in it.
It's odd seeing, like, a brother and sister acting as brother and sister.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, what a weird casting out of nowhere. Great, like.
Another Roadhouse.
I never thought of that. Yeah, yeah, Jesus Christ.
We'll talk about the Swayze thing later on, because that's a fucking... that's a mental...
There's great, right. But... I have my theory about this film made me open my mind a little bit in many ways, right? I'll tell you now. My theory is that, do you remember the Malaysian airline that went missing? That went through a black hole.
Right.
Yeah. And wiped out the dinosaurs. Put it like this. Like, for the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed this week?
Yeah.
That was the Mary Celeste.
What? The ship just appeared?
It went through a black hole that was in the ocean. Do you know? 9/11, Amelia Earhart. That's how they know. They don't know any... That's why they have no idea who actually did it. They're like... It's so stupid.
Oh, God. Fuck, I was going to say something, then, but I can't remember what.
So stupid. Yeah, yeah.
The okay, it starts off here. Here's the only like one very, very quick nitpicking thing I have.
Okay.
With it, and I think it's the only thing that I remember from the film where I went, ah, wait a minute. See at the start.
Yeah.
So he keeps waking up because he's been sleepwalking.
Yeah.
But the start, he wakes up on top of a hill with his bike beside him.
Okay.
So is it possible to sleep cycle?
Yeah, definitely not. You'd think that. You'd have to be in a trance.
So did he walk the bike up? And if so, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every other time he wakes up, he's just there. He's obviously walked it. When he wakes up in the golf course, he's obviously walked it.
You can't sleep cycle.
You can't. It must be impossible.
Unless they're kind of saying he's more in a trance than a sleep. But I still don't think you would be able to.
Have you ever slept walked in your life?
No, I don't think so. No, I didn't, no. And I remember my cousin went once and pissed all over the place.
Really?
We were all sleeping. It was very funny.
But is that not just a drunk? Because I know.
Guys. No, he was like 10.
Oh,
No, he was like 10. We were like, that's not the toilet. You just pissed on all those clothes in the wardrobe.
My dad used to do it, apparently.
Okay. Oh, aye.
I've heard stories about, I think it was on my mom and dad's honeymoon. My dad, fucking shaking my mum awake, and he was, in a proper trance, trying to get her to jump out the window because he was convinced the fucking room was on fire and shit like that.
That doesn't seem like a fucking goddamn normal... He thought the room was on fire.
Yeah, he thought wherever they were staying at a hotel, he thought it was on fire. And he's like, fucking, come on, Linda, get the fucking room's on fire. He was just, and I don't think he does it anymore.
That's so good. He was cured. Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
So did he die in the fire in his dream? And that
thing
it's over?
That war has, that sleep paralysis.
Oh,
thing.
I used to get that. Yeah, yeah. I've only got it about. I had one, a terrible one. Like, I used to get night terrors a lot.
Real bad
night terrors, right? But a couple of them, they do get into sleep paralysis. I've had about sleep paralysis about 4 or 5 times in my life. Horrific. Mm. Absolutely trapped. But you're like, I had one where this is so fucked up. Don't ask me. This was my dream. I had one where I was in university and I was trying to sleep. And there was one of them Japanese trees, the blossom
bonsai.
No, not a bonsai tree. You know, because there was a kid hanging off it.
Oh, the cherry blossom thing.
Cherry blossom. Yeah. And there was an Asian kid being hung off it. And I was staring at it, and the kid was staring at me, and I couldn't move. But also I knew I was awake because I could hear Snow Patrol Run playing.
What the fuck?
There was in the party next door, so I could hear Snow Patrol Run, try and wake myself up because I used to be able to lucid dream. And when I lucid dream, I could wake myself up at any time.
Jesus.
But I couldn't wake up with that. And then I was trapped with this fucking Asian kid being hung
fucking
on a chair.
Fucking hell, man.
No idea what happened. I woke up going, what the fuck? Eventually when I went up, where was that come from? I was like, what movies were I watching recently that even got that into my head? Or,
Christ almighty.
One stuck with me. Couldn't move, though. That pinned. Because, you know, like in old age times, they thought it was a demon sitting on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Like, Woz told me about it. Like, it is. That's like the common one. There's like a wee demon at the end of the bed. And
I've
like,
never seen that. Yeah, mine was paralysis, but I've never had the black shadow or the thing sitting.
The only time I ever had something similar, right, was, and this is very, very obviously drug induced.
Mm-hmm.
It was when the Stone Roses played Glasgow Green, right?
Okay.
So like the Stone Roses Glasgow Green like 89 concert is like considered like it was the week or the week. 2 weeks or something before Spike Island.
Yeah.
And it's widely regarded as being like this fucking seminal gig in Scotland.
Yeah.
So when they were doing it again, me and my pals were like, well, fucking hell, we were far too, well, it was only 8 when that was on. So
yeah, yeah.
Let's just treat it like we were going to see them if we were teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
Then. So we get fucking ridiculously fucked. Like, unbelievable. And I think we'd like the ecstasy we'd taken in that day. I remember me and my pal Dave just like during a song, just we caught eyes, and for an entire song we just kept going, ho 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 ho. right? And as we were leaving Glasgow Green, I remember it's one of the only times I've ever shit myself. Like, as I was leaving, we were getting into a taxi and I just let rip and it just shit.
Oh, you actually shit yourself? I thought you meant like scared.
No, no, no. I was like, oh no. And I kept it quiet because I knew I was going back to Dave's house. So I was like, once I get back there, I'll just fucking clean myself up. All I need to do is try and make sure they're not going to have a fucking clue. The taxi driver might be a bit. Yeah, why is it stinking shit in here? So,
did you try and like get in ahead of him? What is your Uber stink of fucking shit? You're sitting in the back of
him. We try pool here. hope we're getting money off for that. Place fucking disgrace.
The guy's like, you can feel the car breaking. He's like, it's clearly you. We all know it's you. All right, carry on, mate.
So I remember we went back and we went back there and by this point, I blacked out beyond belief. And I remember coming to at like a kitchen table with just people around me. Right?
Oh, no.
I've not even bothered cleaning myself up, right? Oh, I'm just no. like that. Fuck, I've been sitting in this conversation for 2 hours and I don't have a fucking clue what has gone on in the past 2 hours. So I managed to take myself home and I got in, but I swear the fucking ecky stayed in my system for a good 3 days. And see the sleep I had the next night. I remember, like, you know those yips you get?
Yeah.
Where you're like, and you think, your fucking heart's stopping.
Yeah, yeah.
I was having them and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then I'm Googling, like, how long does ecstasy take to come out of your system? I fell asleep that night and I felt like I was in a mental institution.
Yeah.
And somebody had strapped me down. Like, but wait, like, fucking binds.
Okay.
And, like, and I physically couldn't get up, but I was awake.
Oh, no, okay,
and I physically couldn't.
Okay, but that's probably it. That's pretty much what we're talking about.
But that's the only time I've had it. But that was brought on by the...
Yeah, you're right. It was your
by
fault.
By the ecstasy. It was your fault. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't like, woe is me with my night terrors.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I must have watched something. I must have watched some sort of kung fu movie and it really stuck to me. Do you not think, by the way, if you woke up, you said you woke up in that party and there was a pair of people around you.
Yeah.
Do you reckon like if you got like footage of that night... that you missed, people, you're sitting there chatting about like 9/11 conspiracies, you know, and they're just like, that's great, but do you realize you're covered in shit? You think you're hiding it? You stink of shit. We had to pay a silent charge to the Uber you got out of because the guy was like,
I've scratched my ass at one point.
Oh, God, Jesus.
You shit all over your face. What the fuck is wrong with
Fucks
you?
Fucks in these drinks. Your hand covered, your hand in the glass smeared as shit.
Just over the walls.
Fucking hell, has Bobby Sands been in here? Do you know, right, you mentioned something there about the bike on the hill, right?
Yeah.
Back to the fucking film here. How come, this is an American thing in American movies, they don't park their bikes. I hate that in every fucking American movie.
They just drop them.
They just fucking like leap off them before it stops. Yeah. Leave it in the middle of the road. They all like a bike gang of kids. Stranger Things are cunts for it. Yeah. Stand By Me, The Goonies.
They do. Yeah. Goonies, that was a good point.
They just fuck their bikes in the middle of the road and walk on there. Oh, they're like, oh, dinner's ready. And they just fucking leap off it and the thing crashes into the
But then they've not got that good bikes. They've just got like your standard BMX. So it's
Like
what? But that's what would you. Would you park it in like one of those wee two wire things like a fucking nerd?
I tell you, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't chuck it on the floor.
But bike theft wouldn't be a thing back then.
It's not even the bike theft issue because half the time I just lean it against the wall. You'd still steal the fucking thing. My point is, they're just like, oh shit, look, our neighbor Harrison's coming. They just go fucking leap off it, you hear the bike sliding along the grass. Or
carefree kids.
Just fucking, I get that's what they're trying to do, carefree, but really I'm looking at it going, fucking pick up your bike.
I think anyone that locks up a bike is a fucking bell end.
in what nowadays?
Yeah, I think if you, I think if you own a bike,
I own a bike
that is worth stealing, then you're a fucking bellend.
Okay, right, mine's is definitely not worth stealing.
Why, anyone that would pay the amount of money for a bike that someone would go, that's a thing to steal, you're a wank stain.
Yeah, yeah. Like I have uncles that pay like grand for them or six grand for them. You know, the like, racing ones.
Seriously,
do the Tour
like,
de France.
Like if that's your like, but that shouldn't be your regular bike. You should have a bit like a bike should be just a functioning piece of shit. But it should. Why the fuck? It was like, see when you used to get bikes for Christmas.
Yeah,
like, I remember the first year. This was before mountain bikes, because mountain bikes were at least class. Right? Okay. This is when rally racers.
I used to have a rally racer.
There was like fucking people going, how many gears your bike got?
Yeah,
30 gears. What the fuck you need 30 gears for at 11 years old? Yeah. Fuck off. At best, 3 gears. Right? An uphill gear. Fast as fuck downhill gear, then a rest of the time gear.
That's literally
all
three gears. Yeah,
3 gears. That's it.
I can deal with 5.
Even that's too many.
I know, but I can still deal with. Like I wouldn't.
Oh, you can deal with it.
Because I used to. You know what I fucking hate? Because I still have them, and then you know the old fashioned fuckers that
penny farthing.
No, you know the ones where the gears are down low. You have to put.
Oh, where you have to, yeah.
Like from the 80s, no, you're flipping the fuck. They're wild.
Yeah,
I used to have a bike.
Not your modern clicky ones up there.
No. I had this bike, a real old one in Dublin, and do you know what? The brakes weren't attached to the brake against the thing because it wasn't attached to the bar.
You had to hold the brake against the wheel.
against the handlebars. I had to hold the brake onto the handlebars. Otherwise, and it happened a few
times.
That's
what you always have to do.
No. What I'm saying is the brake wasn't attached to the bar.
For fuck's sake.
So what happened to me a few times was I would let it drop and the brake would fly into the front wheel, jam on the front wheel, and I'd...
So the brake was just like pissing about loose like one of the guys outside a car dealership.
I was playing to my front wheel and I front flipped a few times. I nearly got hit. I front flipped in front of a Lewis, you know, like the trams in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I remember somebody run out going, what the fuck, what happened there?
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, it's my fault. You know, I didn't get the brakes fixed. He goes, you're driving around with your brakes not attached to the handlebar. They were looking at me like, it's mental. No wonder you know. Man, I know I'm not brain damaged. Look at my fucking head right now. Oh, God. Do you know another thing as well? The start of this movie, she comes into his room and he's like, I'm reading, get out. See if I said that to my ma. Put me through the fucking wall.
Oh, aye.
Beat you to death.
There's a lot of...
Yeah.
I think these two parents... Well, do you know what? I really like Mr. Darko.
He seems like a good chap.
He seems sound as fuck.
You'd have a pint with him.
See the bit where Donnie Darko is...
I like the ma as well.
She's a bit... She's out.
I like how she sarcastically looks at people. Though,
she's out the game most of the time, though. She's a drunk.
Yeah.
She's pissed most of this film.
That's why I like her.
And you can understandably, because her son's a fucking loon ball.
So he's a school shooter, like.
Oh, aye.
That's a proper school shooter. Aye. Yeah.
But the dad does a bit. What's the bit where when the mental teacher is trying to teach them the Swayze stuff? So we're like, because Swayze's like a motivational, like Andrew Tate, Jordan Peterson type in this. He's got like, there's only really two states for any human to be in. It's either love or fear.
Yes.
And then they have to read out certain scenarios and say,
is it
love or is it fear?
Yeah.
And Donnie Darko goes like, well, you can't do that either because there's so much other stuff going on.
It's
something about returning a wallet that you find.
Yeah, he's like Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Love. No. Fear.
Yeah. And you're like, no, a cunt wasn't afraid of anything. Like, absolutely nothing. Like,
Definitely, he loved.
He didn't love anything. He loved destruction. Love.
You don't get that done unless you love what you're doing.
Yeah. He loved destruction and the Arsenal. That's what he loved. But then when he says that the principal's going, and what was it Donnie said? Do you know what Donnie said? And then you don't even know the teacher's in the room. And she's like, I'll tell you what he said. He told me to stick the card up my anus. And the dad pisses himself. And yeah. I'm like, that's class dude.
You know my WhatsApp? You know you can have WhatsApp like statuses. Mm-hmm. Do you know for like a good 10 years my status was a Donnie Darko quote?
Was it?
Yeah. It was like, sometimes I doubt your commitment to sparkle motion.
Oh,
it was always underneath. It'd be writing. Now it's currently bald.
Yeah.
It just says bald, but for like at least 10 years. Sometimes I doubt your commitment to sparkle motion. Then it changed to the Big Beat Manifesto, which is Peep Show.
Yeah.
And now it's bald. But yeah, I was like, I loved this film when I was a kid. Sparkle Motion, it's one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That old woman is such a funny actress. For
I was going to... I was going to mention the Sparkle Motion scene.
Yeah.
Right? That's another class song in Notorious by Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Which, up until I heard this, I didn't know the bit in the Biggie song, Notorious.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was taken from the...
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Donnie Darko's wee sister... She's in the high school dance.
Sparkle Motion?
Sparkle Motion, yeah. Now, this reminded me, right? Isla used to be in this wee dance class.
What are they called?
I have no fucking idea, but it wasn't like... They weren't like a troupe.
Okay.
It was just a thing he took her along to when she was... But she was like 3 or 4, right? And
yeah.
They'd take her along to this thing... in a local school hall every Saturday, right?
Okay.
Now, the teacher, right, she could have been 21, she could have been 61. Yeah. I have no fucking idea, right? She had so much work done so fake a tan and she always wore like a crop top kind of thing, but pushed her fake tits up. Right, but it was like it was always in camouflage, so she looked like if the A team had a whore, right? That's what she looked like, right?
Camouflage. So right. She pushed up like, and then wanted them like, I don't want you to see them, but I do.
Yes, and again, nobody had a fucking clue what age she was.
Okay.
Worked to fuck, right? Thick as mince.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but was all into dance, and you could tell she had that that classic thing of like. She'd obviously wanted to be a dancer, but had failed.
Yes.
And now was living her life through. It's like you get it with football coaches as well.
Yeah,
right? So they went to this thing and they used to do various dances. And I remember like some of the tunes you would hear, like they'd be like Flying Without Wings, Boys Own a Westlife or whatever it was. And that, the Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up, right? That used to be a thing that they would do, right? For their end of dance thing, they were doing... Grease Lightning, right?
My God.
Now, I don't know if you've ever heard the uncut version of Grease Lightning, right? Because Grease is quite an adult film.
Okay.
It's a fairly kids-friendly film, but there's a lot of adult shit in Grease, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Grease Lightning, in particular, is an entire song about a load of guys getting their car ready so they can go out and pump women. Right, so some of the words in it, they talk about like making a woman cream. They call it a pussy wagon.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So most of the time, whenever it is played on like kids' TV or on family-friendly TV, they will use the censored version. Right. This fucking renegade did not. Right. So comes the day where there's a show. Right, this is the end of term. And it's not like, because they're fucking 3 years old, they're dog shit at dancing. Like,
yeah.
It's a fucking chore going to watch this shit. But we go along and they're all doing this, right? And they start, and for some reason, she's choreographed these moves alongside this song about getting a car ready to pump women, right? So every single time, right? So suddenly you've got a troop of 3-year-olds all doing this, right?
No.
And fucking like that, right? And at one point, me and another dad look at each other and go, what the fuck is going on here? Because you're, you know, like, one of them's your kids, but you're like, I don't know if I'm allowed to watch this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's 3- and 4-year-olds gyrating in leggings here in front of us. And it was the most bizarre fucking situation I've ever been in.
Jesus Christ. Did you, you're like, I might stop this. Did you stand up and go, no?
I mean, she never went back.
Okay.
After that, you were just like, this is too much. Yeah, this is fucking ridiculous.
And you whore it up. Yeah. They did it a wee bit in this too. You're like, because I find all of those creepy, like, they, you know, like the pageants. They're really into pageants.
Oh, yeah, in America. Yeah. Like, in America, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like this is basically just a step off it.
Oh, when you've got an 8-year-old with a full face of makeup. Yeah, and like,
aye,
it's weird.
Yeah, you're like, hey, what are you doing here?
Aye.
You think this isn't going to fucking, this isn't going to damage this child profusely? Profusely? Your friend's de farting in her face. Your friend's to fart in her face when she's asleep.
He does, aye.
We've all been there.
There's a couple of weird things. Did you notice at the start, do you know when they first, when you first get into the high school?
Yeah.
And there's the two lads that are bullies. One of them, Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
Seth Rogen. I forgot
that this was Seth Rogen's very first
film. Yeah.
Yeah, or very first thing in, yeah.
Those two lads are tan and coke.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe it. I was like,
I've never even heard of it in our school. As much as our school was rough, I've never heard of them tanning coke. It didn't look that much of like a rough school. But like, you would never.
In the school hall by the lockers, one guy just holds it up and he just goes.
Yeah. And do you know, like, I don't even think it'd be a good thing to do at school.
No.
You'd be sitting there going like, you'd be in chemistry, first of all, going, I know all this. Or, you know, interrupting the teacher going like this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, come on. So like, are you okay there, Chris? Yeah, yeah. Woo!
I'll tell you about the time I was a teacher.
Should I interrupt you, but I love this class. John is face up. Is anybody else not hungry?
No, you're not struggling to get an erection here, because tell you what, I've been trying for ages, and fucking hell!
Oh god, that's so funny. Why are you saying this out loud?
Because I normally hate. See, because this is a proper coming-of-age type of... I loved the feeling of this film. It felt like a proper John Hughes...
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah.
Goonies, yeah. Stand By Me kind of film. But I like coming-of-age films. I've always hated that teenage angst shit.
Okay,
know that kind of fucking, nobody understands me.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that. Because I don't think I was ever really like that as a teenager.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know people that were, but not that many, because...
Yeah, I think this one skipped that for me, only because he was genuinely... Like, he's seen a 6-foot rabbit. Mm, mm. So, like, you know, if he wasn't seeing that, and you're like, all right, come on, like, you know, you're getting this thing. And this one, you're like, okay, this guy's... He's actually treated like that person, but other time.
Aye.
Like, he is seeing terrifying rabbit.
He legitimately has a thing to say nobody understands me, because I can essentially see other universes here.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't Google something because I felt like it would thing, but I think I've caught someone in this film that's been in another film. Frank, the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the guy that got shot.
The actual Frank, yeah.
Yeah, the actor. Is he Randy Quaid's son in Independence Day?
Yes, he is.
Is it?
I think so.
Like that, I was sitting there going like, I wanted to bring in the thing because I couldn't be arsed. I figured it would ruin the surprise. Yeah, Frank. Right. That, I was like, is that the kid? Inexplicable. Like,
if this will be a hell of a shoot if it is. Right.
I feel like that. Yeah. I looked at him and I'm like, it has to be. It looks exactly like him.
James Duval.
James Duval. Who plays him.
I mean, it's looking looking fucking good here.
Frank was, but it's just the age. There was still like 7 years.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Top
it
bins.
It fucking is!
Top fucking bins.
Oh.
Fucking yes.
Amazing.
Thank God it was.
Like, amazing. I know.
No, Ryan, that was not. That was not the right
movie. There was another Asian American. Yeah.
But a bit of Asian hate in this film, by the way. Remember they're like being rude to that Samoan kind of looking woman. They kept going like, back to China, bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She takes a lot of shit in this.
Yeah, yeah. I closed my eyes and I was like, that's basically Nelson right there. You're racist. Nah, but she takes a load of shit.
Yeah.
But it never really, like, there's no real arc. The only arc is basically at one stage, like, things will get better to you. And then she said, her only words are shut up.
Yeah.
She says shut up 14 times and runs away.
There's a lot of, right, a couple of things. Before we get into, because we're running out of time, because we didn't want this one to be too long. But there's a lot, before we get into what I think and what you think, what actually happens in the film.
Okay, right.
Right. Very, very quickly, a couple of things. I've done the lads doing coke in the school hall.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll probably have some of these too, so it'll be okay. Good to do. Yeah.
Film facts. The film, so the guy that made it, the guy that directed it and wrote it in 28 days.
Okay.
It was filmed in 28 days, and it's the time period of the entire film.
Yeah. And they're watching 28 days later on the TV.
Yes.
No.
This is cool. Do you know why this film didn't succeed at the box office?
Why?
It was released the week of 9/11.
Oh, God. Oh, and all about an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they must have been sat there, that director watching 9/11 going, sweet.
Yeah. Christ. I mean,
that's why United 93 didn't do well either.
Of all the weeks to have your debut film released, even if it wasn't
just
about a fucking plane crash.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's going to the cinema.
Yeah, yeah.
That week.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, there's no real point in watching a disaster thing in IMAX, basically.
It was also fucked because of the Columbine as well. Because Columbine was only 2 years, sorry.
So they had a Columbine before, and 9/11.
Before that, and then
really
obviously
touches both.
Yeah, because there's the scene, like, he brings a gun to the school and, like, all that kind of shit. And
fucking Julie, I did not remember Drew Barrymore being in this.
Really?
What the fuck was that about? I've seen this like 10 times. Like, even when I've known...
She's not great in it. Drew Barrymore's not a good actress.
Yeah, I think I've told you about this before. I have like an irrational hatred of Drew Barrymore. Like, it was Macaulay Culkin when I was a kid, and then it turned into Drew Barrymore. Not so bad anymore. She seems good crack, unlike her chat show and shit like that. But when I was teenage times, that's probably why I just blanked her out. It was like fucking John Hammond, Black Mirror. She was just a grey blob, a blocker.
You ever seen the soft porn she did?
No.
Poison Ivy. It was one of those Channel 5. Remember when Channel 5 used to show on Friday nights?
I remember like Channel 5.
Proper wank fests.
Yeah. Footballers' like wives.
A woman scorned and all that kind of shit, right? Used to rip the heat off at Mark.
It was footballers' wives when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
We were just like, first time you'd see tits.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
There's a film, Poison Ivy, and she's like, I think she's like a student that comes to live with a family and then ends up pumping all the family.
Oh, God.
But she gets shagged on the hood of a car in a rainstorm by Chris Christopherson. No, is it Chris Christopherson? No, it's not Chris Christopherson. Whoever plays Merlin in Top Gun. Tom Skerritt.
good.
Tom Skerritt. I don't even know if it's Merlin he plays. No, I don't think it is Merlin.
Yeah.
The main instructor. Yeah. Top Gun, Tom Skerritt.
Nice.
Pumps her with his big moustache. His big grey moustache. In a rainstorm. She's wearing leathers. God, I remember like it was yesterday when I first watched this scene.
Drew Barrymore in... I thought, imagine, it'd be really fucked if you were just like, not remember an E.T. Absolutely reeled an E.T. What? Are you sure we watched the same one? Some dude with a big E.T. costume and like cock hanging out with. She does the most mental thing. Gretchen comes in for her first day in school.
Oh, yeah, that's weird, yeah.
Sit
by the guy you fancy the most.
She would be sacked immediately for that. Imagine she went into your...
She makes another lassie move.
Munters up the back. What kind of a fucking seating arrangement is this? Imagine you went in and was like, Nelson, could you sit beside the woman you'd most like to horse in the class?
Sat on her desk. Yep. You asked.
That'd be great if she just went, okay, class dismissed. You stay here. Fuck's sake. That's so fucked.
The other teacher is the guy from ER.
Oh, I don't know him.
I've never seen him in anything other than ER.
Is he the guy that's like gets the kid mad into time travel and then eventually goes, look, you're getting too far. Yeah. I'm going to lose my job.
Aye. Listen, this was a bit of a laugh, but for fuck's sake.
And then you see a scene, they're pumping.
Her,
they're a couple. Yeah, I know.
See, I don't think there is time travel in this. Right.
It shows the fucking thing.
I don't think it does.
It does.
He doesn't go back in time.
No, it's an alternative. He sees an alternative universe.
Yes.
That's what I got from this. He doesn't actually go through time. He sees what happens in an alternative thing and knows what he has to do.
Aye. So my thoughts from watching it were that he was supposed to die on the day the thing fell down. Yes?
Yeah.
So now another universe has been created.
Yeah.
And the two universes can't coexist. Yeah. And that's why the Earth is going to end.
Yeah, because it's fractured.
Because the two universes are going to collide at some point.
Yes.
And everything that happens in the other universe happens in a way so that he can get the message back to fix the universes. So the likes of the...
kind of what I would get from it.
So the likes of Frank having... So Frank, when he takes off the rabbit mask, he's got his shot eye.
Yeah.
And then he shoots him at the end. So Frank... So that needs to happen.
Yeah.
So that Frank goes back in the other universe and talks to him. And then he tells him to do things that need to happen. So he has to flood the school.
Yes.
Or else he'll never walk home and meet Gretchen.
Yes.
And they'll never fall in love and start going out. He has to burn down Swayze's house.
Yes.
Because without that, the dance teacher
won't go
and defend him.
Yeah.
She won't then take the dance troupe. They won't be on the plane. And they need the plane because that jet engine needs to fall from their plane to reset the time.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
aye.
Okay, right.
So he has to sacrifice himself
to
save the universe and to save everyone else that has died.
Everything after this thing is a fractured universe and he keeps learning things as he goes and he has to, he has to reset basically. Aye. And then in the very end he realizes that he has to die in that.
Aye.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's what that is. I think you've got best.
So it's kind of all about, like, fate.
Yeah, rather than time travel. Yeah. I suppose, like, because the reason why people think he's saying it's time travel is because he talks about time travel a lot.
Yeah, because
he
has there's a lot of time travel stuff in it, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, my favorite part was when she hands Gretchen a book saying, take a look at this, and it says, The Philosophy of Time Travel, yeah. And she goes, what's this? I go, I mean, it's the fucking philosophy. It's on the fucking...
Yeah, it's the football results.
Yeah, you stupid fucking cunt. I hope you die, Gretchen. Do you know? Do you know what I find funny about this? It says the PTA meeting, the Parent Teacher Association, mm-hmm. but like the PTA back home was the Prevention of Terrorism Act, where the where the British Army could arrest you and put you in jail for 3 years
amazing.
Without trial. So if you were done, like, you know, it's just they lock up 16-year-olds for like 3 years for a laugh.
That's fucking brilliant.
So if you're just annoying you in the PTA, the Prevention of Terrorism Act. So it was a British Army thing in Northern Ireland. So when I was
that's class.
So I was like, the PTA Association, I burst out laughing. I was like, great.
Because the other theory that I read is literally that it's just all in his head and he is a schizophrenic.
Nah.
And none of this happens, but it's far too boring.
Nah, that's not. That's crap.
There's a great, that's a very, very funny scene when his therapist hypnotizes him and he starts getting horny as fuck.
Starts going to pull out his
and he's like, all I think about is fucking people. He's like, and when I'm at school, all I think about is fucking people. And then she goes, what about your family? And he was like, oh no, I don't think about fucking them. That's disgusting. And then he just starts rubbing his dick.
Can you imagine someone walked in? What the fuck's happening here? Because it's a kid. Having a wank and things like, don't worry, it's a hypnotizing. Like, what are you hypnotizing him to do? It's like, no, I'm just talking about his little friends at school. And I'm like, oh, there's no way you'd be able to, like, you know, there's a lot of professionals essentially have to be arrested during this. What do you think that, right? There's one other person we haven't talked about. We have to chat about Swayze quickly, but also Roberta Sparrow. I always remember her name.
Grandma Death.
Grandma Death. Keeps going out checking her. Do you know what I think she was looking for at the start? It's really funny if you pretend she's like, you know, she's checking her mailbox and there's nothing there every day. And she, or like, not every day, every 2 minutes she turns around and. But she, I think it's like she ordered like a dildo in the 70s. She ordered a dildo in the 70s. It's never turned up Royal Mail or something. She ordered a dildo in the 70s. She's still. Even though the fucking thing would turn her into dust now, though. She turned into Ash like Thanos in the Avengers. Just like slightly.
Do you know how there's the wee almost watery type arrows that come out of people's chests?
Aye.
And they like the path that
that's another fate type of thing. Yeah.
Aye. So that's like the path they follow, and that's how he finds the gun and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Do you know how the guy got the idea for that?
Aye.
From John Madden.
Really?
Hi. Yeah, so he was writing the script and he saw John Madden would have, and it must have been like a very, very early, you know how like now if you watch like Sky Sports.
And yeah, they'll draw the...
Aye, they'll have all that kind of shit. He had a thing where from players where they should be moving in the play.
Okay,
where
right.
They're supposed to move.
That's funny.
It would come out like an arrow coming out like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how he was like, oh, fucking...
Smart.
Yeah.
What do you think Roberta Sparrow, Grandma Death, whispered to him?
Where's my dildo? Or you ever seen a dildo about here?
Did you take my fucking dildo? You're looking for a rabbit, so am I.
6 foot as well.
6 foot. Oof. Oof. I went inches, but fair play to you.
Tell you, I see another universe as well when I use it.
Pee is stored in the balls. He's storing the balls or not. It's like, he's like, P. Diddy's on the run. P. Diddy's on the run. You're like, what? Oh, that's right. Sorry. It'd be Puff Daddy by now.
The foreshadowing. You watch out for that P. Diddy.
Who the fuck's P. Diddy? He's known as Puff Daddy
You'll find out.
You'll find out. Yeah. Yeah. Bad boy for life. So we had the next one we definitely have to turn up. I feel like we have to get Swayze's character down to Because, like, I mean, he's a pedo.
It's fucking mental.
It's so funny. He burns down his house, this motivational speaker,
yeah.
And it turns out that he is a pedophile. He's got a porn dungeon. Yeah. They say dungeon.
They say kiddie porn dungeon.
Yeah.
Which you go, it's not really a dungeon. It's a cupboard.
Yeah.
It's where he keeps all his shit.
Yeah. Stash house.
It's really sinister as well. Because I knew this was coming up because this is one of the things I'd heard about this film. And when the fire brigade are going through his house, all you hear is one of them go, "There seems to be a secret room back here." And you're like, oh no. Yeah. Oh, no. God.
Is fucking, do you know, Fire Brigade, first of all, is very funny when I think about it. What a funny name. Like, brigade makes it sound like you think it's like...
Christ, you're high as fuck, Colin.
It's like the Green Brigade. There's fucking brigade in here. But do you know when he's chatting to all the students, when he says, is that all the gusto you can muster?
Yeah.
It's like, I just imagine pulling that one out of Just a Tonic. As an MC. You're gonna have to bring this home. Gonna have to bring this home.
Magic and Just a Tonic and going, "Oh, I see a lot of fear in here tonight."
Well, one of the kids like to help him stop pissing himself. "What's wrong with you? Is fear?" And the doctor's probably like, "No, his bladder is. It's not something to do with fear."
Yeah, the kid's got a ruptured bladder.
Yeah, bring a bit of love into your thing. One of them is like, "How am I not going to know what I'm going to do when I grow up?" And I was like, that kid's like 19.
That's one of the, do you know, that's one of the sinister bits about the end of the film.
Yeah.
When Donnie Darko has the jet has gone through the portal at the end. The engine has gone through the portal.
Yeah.
So he is saving the universe and he's lying in his bed laughing because he knows he's going to save everyone that he's done. And then as he dies, everyone else wakes up. From like a almost like a dream,
yeah,
right. And they all so they've obviously been dreaming about some kind of shit.
Yeah,
everyone wakes up almost relieved or something because they've had a nightmare about clearly what's going to happen to them. Swayze wakes up crying, so he's obviously in the dream, going, "Fucking hell, I'm a real,
I'm getting
piece
caught.
Of shit here," and But that's what's so sinister about it, because even though he saves everybody else, Swayze gets away scot-free.
Because
he doesn't burn down his house, they never find the porn stash.
He just lives with it. Do you reckon he gets rid of it then?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's so funny though, if the people that he comes to their house a lot of times, like, "Oh, I never knew there was a room here." He's turned it into a regular library now.
Imagine it, like after Donnie had sacrificed himself, he woke up and went, "Whoo!" and then double down, fucking built another room. I really need to.
This
it's on my game here.
This is another film though I'd love to tamper with if I got to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I would do is the very last scene, the thing goes through the portal, smashes into his room and just crushes his legs and he survives. And he's screaming the whole time. He's like, "What?" You got it all wrong. Just paralyze him.
Oh, God.
I think that's enough.
Aye, it is.
I think that's enough.
Yes. Thank you for suffering this. Yeah.
And you know what? Porky Pig, I hope you get molested. Remember, that was a line in it.
The bit where they talk about the Smurfs.
Oh, aye.
The gangbang with Smurfette. Anyway, absolute fucking class film. I loved it.
Good film.
I'm going to go and watch it again at some point next week. Next week, we've got literally fuck all the plug now.
Aye.
I don't give a shit if you come and see anything now. Like,
why don't you all go fuck yourselves?
Yeah. If you're in Altitude, come along to that. Like, yeah, Sloss and Humphreys are there, other folk, Emmanuel's there,
then
other people.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a live one. I'll be doing one with him.
Yeah.
Apart from that, literally nothing to plug. Keep sharing the
Yeah, I'm back into normal gigs. Aye. Just gigs.
Aye. I'm not even going to ask for the reviews anymore. Do you know what? Give us a shout. See if you like any of the episodes, send us a wee message. Nah. It's quite nice to
They're nice.
Get a message.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I like ones where like you've ruined my day.
Aye, yeah.
We talked about whatever. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah, if we've really ruined a film for you, please let us know. Because that's
why we're
the only reason we're doing this. Next week, we are we've done a fair few serious ones in a row.
Yeah.
So next week we're back doing a comedy. And we are doing The Hangover, the original Hangover, which is going to be class because I fucking love that film.
Todd Phillips number two.
Hilarious. So I'm going to be doing that next week if you fancy watching it before then. But apart from that.
That's for it.
Yeah, we'll see you. And then we'll see whatever fucking video comes out of next week. Colin's got to go and edit this shit together. I've got to go and write for a topical news.
It's going to be a long night.
News show.
I mean, if you want to know, it's now 10 to 1.
Yeah, I've got to drive back to Glasgow. And then once I get home, write for a topical news show. So
great. Yeah, yeah.
And I honestly don't care. I honestly could not. I'm so tempted to just rock up with fuck all and pretend I don't know any of the stories.
Just winging it.
What, the NHS?
Just say, just bring in P. Diddy to everything.
Fuck you. Yeah. Why is the NHS in such a crisis? I'll tell you why the fucking NHS is such a crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like P. Diddy running.
Trying to think of any medical related joke.
Know, so was I.
P. Epididymus.
right. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.